Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference. All kinds of pictures, they can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're gonna let us play and advertise, that's probably gonna be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you wanna make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkward. XXX.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully, we'll see you online at Awkward XX. Common Confidential, Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.
You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast.
We are Jason and Stephanie Klass. We've been professional adult content creators for over 5 years, and we're here to talk about all things sexy and awkward.
This content is explicit, so you must be 18 or older to watch or listen.
These are our real life stories, so if any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. Visit virginitysnatchers.com to get in on the fun. Welcome back to another episode of Awkward Pillow Talk. Now, I intend for this one to be an important episode for some people. And to the point, I mean, you and I have kind of gotten into this habit of redoing these episodes.
Yeah.
When I don't feel like my message has fully...
I thought it was good yesterday, but, you know, here we
are. I thought it was good, but I feel like there was a lot of things that we left out. And also want to mention that yesterday, I feel like I was a little more reserved because my mother was literally right outside the bedroom door.
That is true.
As we were recording the episode.
But yeah, now we have my dad maybe coming into town, so, you know.
I mean, they all know what we do.
Right.
But it's still not one of those things where I want to be, like, talking
shouting
full
about
volume
it.
About it.
Right.
And the message that we have is really important today because it's what we get asked constantly.
Wait,
it's,
all the
hey,
time.
How do I get my wife to open up to this? And
my spouse isn't into this. I want to look into it. How do I convince her? And you're like, it's not about convincing.
And it's not getting into this, right? Whatever your idea of the situation that you're getting into is, you have no idea what it's going to end up as, right?
You need to go in there. You can predict the future on it.
You need to go in there open-minded. You don't need to go in there and be like, hey, my goal is to have sex with another person.
Doesn't matter who, just find somebody. It's like, no.
It needs to be, I want to go in there and I want to get to a point with my spouse where I am so comfortable with them sexually that we can then explore and find out what truly just like checks off every box for each other.
Right.
And it's really hard for a woman in today's world to put down all the responsibilities that they have and say, hey, I'm allowed to focus on my relationship and sex just in this moment. You know what I mean? Nothing else matters here. My relationship, my pleasure, that's the focus, right?
Right.
And
it's tough.
It is tough, but it's
so hard.
It's one of those things. Once we've gotten ourselves to that point, well, we still have to continually remind ourselves.
It's a continuous, like, it's not like it's a, okay, I've done this, I move on. It's like you have to constantly.
You constantly work at it, but it gets easier the more that you do it.
Right.
Because you have to be able to let go of some of life's stresses to be able to enjoy your moment. Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about like us when we connect at night, right? Like, especially when we're just rubbing each other.
Yeah.
I'm rubbing you and you're rubbing me at the same exact time. And we're not having sex or anything. We're literally just like sensually just kind of rubbing each other. No other thought is in my head.
Yep.
Other than just, this feels amazing. I love you. And I, you know, that's all it is, right?
It feels good and just, I'm relaxed.
Right. So. And that's the kind of connection that you try to have in general with things and find a way to like turn off the day,
right?
And connect with each other. Cause it does so much more than just for your relationship. Like for me, I can't, like if I have to reset my mind, like if I just, I have too many things going on, she is my grounding point.
Right.
She is my way to get into a singular focus again.
Right.
And then from there I can branch back out and do whatever the hell I need to do.
Yep.
But I think everybody can use their spouse that way, honestly. Like,
in some form or another.
You're supposed to rely on each other. You're supposed to be each other's emotional support.
Right.
And
you're supposed to be constantly thinking not just about yourself, but about your spouse and how you can help them either alleviate some like strain off of the daily life or just in general, like if they've had a hard day, like you can be like, okay, well, let me.
But it goes both ways and it can be exhausting if it does not, if you're not communicating. And I want to pull up an example that I heard yesterday, which was, you know, and I will say that I was flattered that they listened to our advice.
They truly
did. They were like, wait, say that again. Cause I'd never heard that before.
Right.
And essentially I was talking to people that were close to us.
Right.
And I said, the way that Stephanie and I work is I take care of Stephanie's needs. That's my focus. And Stephanie focuses on my needs.
Right.
When that is our focus, all of our needs are taken care of.
Because you don't have to worry about, like, what do they need? What do they want? Like, what do I need? What do I want? It doesn't matter because they are taking care of what I need and I am taking care of what they need.
So he was like, whoa, say that again. Because I've never thought of it like that.
Right.
Where if I focus on her and she focuses on me because I know she already focuses on me.
Right.
He goes, I know that's what she's doing.
Right.
He goes, but nobody's focusing on her. And I didn't think about that. And she goes, oh, I love you. You don't have to do that. And I said, no, absolutely not. No, back up now. You need to accept this. And you need to say yes. You're right. You aren't doing enough for me.
Right.
But we can work on it together. Because if you're not giving him that feedback saying, hey,
I need help.
He's not going to change.
Or he's not going to know. Or he's not going to
know. You can't just assume somebody's reading your mind. You have to be so transparent. And that's what was awkward to us in the beginning, especially talking about sex.
Right.
Like, I need to fuck.
Right.
This is not, like, I'm going crazy. I got to fuck. Right. And you're like, I'm just not in the mood. I'm like, oh my God, it's been 7 days and I haven't stuck my dick in something.
Right.
And it was just like, oh, I mean, we even got to a point one time where your sex drive was so low that we looked into the ADDYI, ADDYI or whatever it was. It was remember it was that bottle that we got. It was like a pink, whatever it was. It was supposed to help for like a hyposexual disorder for women or whatever.
Okay.
They called it like the female Viagra. You had to call a doctor and like talk to him and everything. I think this was during peak anxiety.
Because I have no memory.
We have like a serious like fog issue.
Yes.
During some of these years where anxiety was so bad that it was just like...
I remember being there for certain things, but then there's other things that you're like, it's just gone. I don't remember it at all.
Yeah. It's fine. But we thought that was part of the issue, right? Is that maybe you have like this sexual disorder, HSDD, I think is what they called it or something.
Okay.
And of course we called the doctor and of course they diagnosed you with it because that's what they did. And you took it and you were like, this has done nothing for me whatsoever. Right. And I was like, okay, well, that sucks. And that was expensive and did nothing. And essentially, you know, the way that we fixed it was coming up with a bit of a routine, right?
Right.
To where we were like, okay, I have to get off.
Right.
And I can't be waiting. So like we got to a point to where it was expected. You knew when to expect to have sex or to orgasm or whatever it might be.
Right.
And it wasn't a surprise. It wasn't like I was just springing it on you. All of a sudden you were like, oh, I don't know. I can't make a decision. It was like, right. Yeah, well, I've been expecting it.
Well, I knew it was coming.
You know, so we kind of started off with that and then built from there, I suppose. I think it's important, though, for us to like dive a little deeper and have a message from you to the women that are out there saying, hey, my husband is making me listen to this right now because, and I know this is a scam. I know you're getting paid to tell them and you probably hate your life. You're probably being forced into this. I feel like we need to have a full, like 100% Stephanie honesty moment with the audience and just be like, ladies, no, really, like life gets so much fucking better.
Yes.
You don't have to continually be living in your head. You can,
because it sucks living in your head. I lived in my head for so many years, and it just like it sucks.
It's baby steps to get to where Stephanie is.
Yes, and there's, it's not going to be an overnight like magic, you know, transition. It's work.
You have to want to work on it,
right?
And you have to be willing to like feel uncomfortable.
Yes,
awkward. You can say feel a bit awkward.
I could say that, yeah.
So, I mean, go ahead. So, you know, tell them, just say, hey, you know, this is legit. How do you feel? How would you push this journey on somebody else and say, hey, take the leap and just fucking do it? Because
I mean,
you were so against it.
Right. Like trust is huge. Communication is huge. And just even if like, you're not even sure like what it is that you want or what they want in this lifestyle, just communicate it. Like, don't say, oh, I don't know. Cause that's what I did for so many years. And it made it hard for Jason because he would take my, I don't knows as, oh, okay, it's okay. Like, we can do that. And then I'd be like, nope, like, this is actually not what I'm looking for. I don't know what it is I'm looking for, but this isn't it. And so just, even if you're like, I'm unsure of what it is that they're looking for, just be like, I'm open to listening to what you would like to do, and we can take it day by day, little by little, because it doesn't have to be a full jump off the deep end into the lifestyle. It can be at whatever speed that you guys need. So,
and take it slow and explore online. Like, you've got, we have real friends that do real porn, right?
Right.
We do real porn. I'm not sure if you knew that. But our stuff is not fake, right? Like, right. so it's real, it's intense, but it's something that, like, if you were watching together with your spouse, you know that, like, we truly love each other.
Right.
You can see us in our videos when we're with other people that we are making eye contact with each other.
I'm constantly looking at you, like, just even during these, so... It's just because it's the comfort for me.
You can see that we do this stuff because it enhances our relationship. And if any part of our podcast that you've listened to is like, oh, I don't want to be like that couple, then I have no idea what kind of marriage you're going for. But like, this is ideal to me. This is, I've literally married my best friend.
Right.
Like I wake up every day getting to be like, fuck yeah. I get to hang out with my best friend. I don't even have to call up her mom and be like, hey, is Stephanie free to come play? No. She's fucking right here, man.
I'm here.
She wakes up right next to me every fucking day. Right. It is the best thing in the world.
Yes.
And I think everybody should get to have that.
I mean, and I realize that it's not for everybody. Some people want their space. Some people want time away or separate friends and separate, like, wives from their spouses. I get that. I mean, I don't, because that's just not for me, but I can understand the need for
I think time. As communication increases, though, it's easier to spend more time around each other.
Well, yes. Because, like, I always have these friends that are like, oh, you know, my husband, this, that, and the other, like, we don't ever hang out. Or, oh, like, I go out to the bar and hang out with my friends, and he does his own thing. And I'm like, oh, cool. Well, when we go meet up, like, he's coming, because, like, that's just who we are. Like, it's like, I'm not going to, like, tell you he's coming just know he's coming. Cause
we don't do guys nights. We don't do girls nights.
We don't, we, like, do it together because
I like hanging out with her.
Right. I'm not going to go hang out with you if I have to go by, you know, by myself, like, cause I want him with me. So
I think that the more that you get into this, the more you realize, hey, this person that I married is my best friend.
Right.
And the more that you build that trust with each other, the more you realize you get to do not just married people stuff, but you get to do best friend stuff, right?
Right.
Think of the crazy shit you used to do with your best friends growing up. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's things you probably would have told them or done with them that you would probably not think, oh, I'm going to do that with my future wife. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, like, that's what we do. We do the crazy shit. You know,
we do the married stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And the married stuff is so much more fun because we've got these crazy experiences that we get to laugh about.
Right.
And, you know, it makes everything else just lighter in life. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
When the relationship is taken care of and you feel secure, everything else just gets better. So as we're talking about, like, opening up experiences and stuff, I just know that there is no definition on what this has to be.
Right. You could be full 100% full swap. You could be soft swap, part swap, whatever.
You could be a voyeur. You could just want to go and just watch.
You could be same room. You could be different rooms. You could just be a voyeur, just watch. You could just be in the general vicinity of things happening because you just like being in the atmosphere. Because, like, that's what we like too. Like, I mean, obviously we like putting on a show, but we also just like being with like-minded people. So
do something every time that you're out to just push your limit just a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Just a little bit. And I'd say this week, do something just between the two of you. Just to push the limit just a little bit.
Or communicate just a little bit more.
Do something
that
feels awkward. Like, if you've never looked at your dude's butthole, stare him straight in the brown eye this week. Stare, like, hey, I see you. You know, it's awkward. Fuck yeah, it's awkward. But now you're past it, right?
What?
I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know. I'm trying to find an awkward thing.
That's so, like, out there.
It is. It is. But then anything else they do after that?
Or you say, hey, can I help you get off today? You could start with that. Don't go straight to the brown eye.
Staring in the brown eye is the right way to go.
Okay. Whatever.
Just don't make contact with it too long.
Oh, God.
That's how you get pink eye.
Ah, oh, man.
Craig's going to love this transition.
Right? He's going to be like, okay.
If we haven't lost our entire audience yet, the next part of this podcast is really cool because cool.
Yes.
One thing that we had, back it up, do a little story time. In Jamaica, when you're poolside at Hedonism,
right?
They have these fun games that happen.
All sorts of games, not just like it's. I feel like we've seen a different game.
We've seen all kinds of games. They have these things they called basically orgasm races. There's like two women sitting side by side on a vibrating machine, and whoever comes first wins. And they got prizes and stuff.
It was like cool. Legit prizes. It was like
butt plugs and stuff.
Or like you know, you get to go pick something out from their shop.
Yep. But it fascinated me because, well, one of the things that it was pretty hot to see. It was this older lady who came on a day pass, right?
Yes.
And they called her up, and she was like, "Fuck it!" Like she'd never been any part of the lifestyle, never done anything.
She seemed super reserved,
and. She was like, fuck it. She got naked, sat down on the fucking Sibian, and came in front of the entire audience, squirted. Like,
I don't even think she knew she could do that.
She did not. And her husband was just sitting there just like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I was like, you gonna try it? And you were like, nope, there's no way in hell I would ever go poolside and try that. And I'm like, but how are we ever gonna try it? Because like... the only way you're ever going to get this sex toy is in a public setting because it's a group sex toy price. Right. Let's be honest.
Yes.
And I was like, boo, you know, and then I get home and I'll start seeing all these fucking ads. And
it was like, they were listening.
It's just like, God, toxic thoughts started just going through my head. And all of a sudden I'm like, well, there is a, no interest payment plan. I could probably pull that off. I don't know. I could probably just pay it off all at once. Fuck it. And I ordered it.
Yep.
And it came in and it was huge.
It was huge.
And I pulled it out and you were like, get that fucking thing away from me.
Yeah, I was like, pass.
That's, it took about 3 months, I think, before you finally got on it. And in case you weren't sure, we're talking about the Motor Bunny at this point.
Yes.
So the Motor Bunny is, well, you'll see it when we come up, but Craig... who we're going to talk to in the next part of our interview. We actually talked to him yesterday.
Yes.
But as I said, we re-recorded this part. So we spoke to him yesterday about it. And this is one of those things where I think Stephanie wishes she would have been a little more open in the beginning too.
Yes.
Because it looks intimidating when you pull it out. And the price tag on it is also intimidating.
Yeah.
But you got to keep in mind, you're buying this as it's a health item. You know what I mean? It's part of your relationship.
We've had it for 6 years.
It's the longest sex toy we've owned. Like, it is, you can tell it's well loved. You'll see it in the video. It's got kind of like cracks and stuff on the vinyl.
Yeah.
It has no effect.
Or leather?
Leather. It's pleather.
Whatever.
So you'll kind of see that, you know, it's cracked on there, but it's. Still that doesn't affect anything because the silicone toy is what you're actually you know using, but it's been well loved and we've used it in parties and stuff like that. If you do decide to get one, I believe we actually have an affiliate link, so I'll put that in our site if you want to go and check it out. It's expensive, y'all, but it's expensive. Something you're going to have forever. So if you know that you're into
it, as long as you take care of it,
As long as if you're getting into the swinger parties or anything like that,
Just like showing off cool tricks,
just want
to
show off cool things. Yeah, it's really cool. And what my favorite part is the technology that comes with it.
Yes.
So you can use it from your phone. We can do it online. And they're actually going to... He actually made that announcement with us. We'll let him make that announcement.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
about the technology stuff. It's super, super cool what they're going to be doing. So make sure y'all are tracking Motor Bunny as well. It's awesome. And Steph is getting a few new attachments courtesy of Motor Bunny. So we'll be putting some of those videos up on our sites soon.
As soon as we get them in.
As soon as we get them in.
And we get a chance to try them out.
Yep. Well, we're going to try them out on camera, babe.
Well, I'm just saying, like, as soon as we get a chance to try them out, because we don't know what next week will hold.
That's true. This has been a weird-ass week.
Yeah.
But I really hope that this is a helpful episode for somebody. It's a tough topic to talk about, right?
For sure.
And it's tough to get out of your head, get out of society's head, and say that it's okay.
Stigma, yeah.
Because that's really what's blocking you at this point. It's, what are other people going to think of me?
Right.
And how much are other people really helping your relationship? Are they helping take care of you? Are they, you know, stoking that flame? Absolutely not.
No.
your relationship is just between you and your spouse.
Right.
And you need to block out what everybody else is thinking about you. And you do what's right for you and your spouse.
Right.
And take that leap. Do something weird with your best friend this week.
Yeah.
And just make it weird, y'all.
And then communicate weird. About it afterwards. Don't just be like, well, that was really weird. And then just never talk about it again. Like, tell them, hey, I liked that. I'm not sure. That's a hard no.
Or, I didn't hate it. If you wanted to do it again, I'd let you.
Right.
Maybe we could explore it more. Oh my God, that was terrible. Could we try it a different way?
Right.
Whatever do something it may weird. Be. Something that you're uncomfortable with. Staring into your brown eyes, obviously an extreme. Maybe not. It's really not that extreme.
It's not that extreme, but
for some people it is.
Right.
But it's awkward, right? Find something that is just fucking awkward
right.
with your spouse and start breaking down those barriers. Do it purposefully. If you all are interested in supporting us, seeing any more of our stuff, make sure you check out virginitysnatchers.com. We're going to have links to a bunch of our affiliates on there too. So if you're looking for new sex toys.
Or just different products to try of any sort of variety. So.
Special thanks to our Fat Boy Surf Club today.
Yeah.
I figure I live at the beach. Former Fat Boy. That's an awesome, awesome. Cool. Brand. So I'm serious. Like, y'all send me products. This is going to be my new product. Like, you send me a t-shirt, I'm going to wear that nonstop. Right. So I'm wearing Fat Boy Surf Club around because, they sent it to me and they said, hey, you know, we respect you and I respect them. You know, I'm not trying to take products and, just let them go. Friggin' Fuse sunglasses, y'all.
Legit.
Oh my God. I can't go without them. Yeah. They're like,
yeah, you went back to your old ones for a little bit, and you're like, this is not for me.
No, it's
there. I mean, not that you were, like, going back to them on purpose. It was just you couldn't find yours at the time.
I can't find anything ever.
Right.
So it was whatever I could find first. But, like, legit, absolutely legit. And then, you know, Self-Care Shop Lingerie, we've used their lingerie in the last Virgin video we did, too.
Sure did.
So we really are just, like, super grateful to everybody that sends us things, takes risks by trusting us to review, and just know that it is appreciated and that we really do, like, we rep you everywhere. You ask our friends, any of our friends know, too, exactly what brands we're repping.
Right.
Before we cut to the Craig interview, I just want to mention, how about them skins?
Commanders.
So, if y'all are just as excited as Steph about the Commanders, make sure you're leaving her some love. She is just ecstatic, and she would love to have more Commanders fans coming in and joining her.
But Cowboys fans can just
Fans can go fuck off. It's actually double price for Cowboys fans on our page. Just kidding. Yeah, but just maybe kidding. Not. And let's go ahead and we'll cut to Craig and then we will do our outro after that. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. And we've got Craig with us from Motor Bunny. And I'm not sure if you can tell, but our Motor Bunny here is it's quite well loved.
It is, yes.
I bought this one actually without asking Stephanie.
Yeah.
This was like 6 years ago. It's a pretty hefty purchase to make without without asking to. And it took her a solid 6 months before she even sat on it. Mm-hmm. Because she was just kind of a little upset with me, I think. So, but hey, look, we've obviously come a long way since then.
Come a long way. Yes.
So, we are excited to talk to you. So, Craig, you are the CMO of Motor Bunny. What exactly is your job there?
For the most part, it's photoshopping sombreros onto dildos and coming up with stupid headlines like "Happy Cinco de Mayo."
So, exactly the same shit we get to do all the time.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's a playful brand. We like to have fun with it. A lot of the products in our space take themselves too seriously. You know, when we came into it, it was like, these are luxury products. They're not for everybody, you know, for that reason. And we kind of wanted to kick the door open and make things a little more accessible.
Okay.
Yours is a common story, actually. A lot of partners will buy this and surprise their partner with it. And there's just a little confusion on the, you know, the recipient's end.
Why? It's before I knew better, Craig. I know better now.
We've all grown. It's been what, 6 years? We've all grown.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why we have a generous 45-day return policy.
Yeah.
I did I knew it was there. I refused to take part of it.
Yeah, no, so, it was not gonna. Yeah. It was not gonna happen.
Well, most people, you know, once they wrap their heads around it and wrap their legs around it, it stays.
Yep.
Absolutely. Sure. So we actually, our first introduction to the kind of idea of this was somebody had a similar version of it, poolside at Hedonism. They had these like, they called them races essentially.
Right.
And it would be like two women side by side and whoever, you know, came first poolside
won. Got a prize.
So I was like, that's fucking awesome. And that's what made me start like diving into like looking into you guys and stuff and trying to figure out, you know, okay, maybe this is something we could look into.
Right.
So, I mean, it's definitely got a really cool party vibe to it, I think.
Oh yeah. And, you know, with big flat attachments, like the new bunny slope attachment, it's perfect for, you know, multiple riders and sharing that experience, you know, without making too much of a mess.
Yeah, it's fun too to be able to like we've had a few parties where we've actually been able to show it off to people,
right.
And it just seeing their reaction, because everybody's initial reaction is like, "What the fuck is this? Why am I
right?
Like, really?" Then they get on it and they're like,
"Oh,
okay, that's a little better than I thought."
Yeah. So and then they're like, "Did they really like it after that?" Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say our unique wireless control, the Motor Bunny Link app. Have you used that?
Yep, we've used that. And I've used it with we had Fappy Bunny on it for a little while too.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yep,
that's ideal for a party icebreaker.
Absolutely,
makes it a bit more of an approachable. It makes the most powerful vibrator on Earth a little more approachable and a little less intimidating.
For sure.
So one thing I was kind of interested in talking to you about too, Craig, is since you're, you know, in charge of the marketing and stuff, I'm sure you've run into a lot of the same roadblocks that we do, where social media does not really want to play nicely with our brands. I'm assuming that's why you're, you know, photoshopping sombreros on dildos, but, you know, is that a lot of what you have to think of, is like, how can I push this to a wider audience without pushing a limit and having, you know, social media essentially like strike down our entire brand. That's going to be kind of scary.
A big part of our challenge is, you know, finding and maintaining channels, you know. excuse me. We just had our YouTube channel pulled out from underneath us for the second time. We've gotten banned on Twitter. You know, we play nice with Instagram. We tiptoe around Meta. But essentially trying to find any way to reach the people who want more information about us, but can't because somebody's clutching their pearls in an office somewhere and saw what they thought to be, you know, 5% more butt cheek than is allowable.
It's what kills me, man, is like, we do these marketing campaigns that are like, I try not to be creative on Instagram because my creativity is going to get me in trouble.
It's going to,
So what I do is I end up like copying somebody. And then we will get banned for them for the same exact thing. It'll put our account as not being able to be recommended anymore.
Right.
I've even paid for the monthly Meta thing so I could talk to somebody at Meta and be like, why is this person okay, but I'm not? And they go, we assure you they're under the same sort of guidelines that you are. And I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking not, considering how much action their post got.
Or how much they're allowed to show on there versus like, I barely show anything and we get flagged. It's like, it makes no sense.
So I don't want to say it's nice to hear, Craig, but it is, misery loves company. Yes. So I'm glad to hear that, you know, a larger company is dealing with the same shit that we're dealing with because it constantly feels like we are the only ones being picked on.
Right.
It's an uphill battle and it's insane how uneven these guidelines, you know, can be applied. A lot of times I think it's, you know, machine flagging. And then when we get to talk to a person, they say, yeah, that doesn't feel right. That's crazy. But I don't know. It's a constant battle. And it's one that I think, America as a whole is fighting.
There's
one biological imperative to keep humanity around and we don't talk about it. We're not, we ignore that people want to have sex and they want to talk about sex and they want to enjoy themselves while they do it. And everybody says, no, we can't do that.
Yep.
Because I don't know why it
makes people uncomfortable, and you're like, it should make people uncomfortable because everybody does it. It's the reason everybody is here. So it's right. It's very frustrating.
I mean, that's essentially what has sparked this whole thing, right? Is right. Us being able to break into these situations and being like, hey, sex doesn't have to be this like closed off, private, like don't talk about thing.
Right.
It can be celebrated. It can be fun. There's so many different flavors of it that can be, you know, done. And, you know, our last episode was pretty wild as far as like, you know, we talked to somebody who'd never had sex before and then you took it. Right.
Right. Right.
And that is such an extreme for some people to like, look at that and be like, holy shit.
Right.
Like, how could you possibly imagine doing that? But for us, it's like, it's natural. This is somebody that like really had a stigma.
Right.
Could not move on in life. You know what I mean? And that's, people think sex isn't that big of a deal, but no, it is it is a cornerstone of life. I mean, it's a big part of it, you know?
Right.
So to tell somebody that, hey, you know, it's not that big of a deal, you know, get over it. You know, if right. we can help them, that's essentially our thing, right? Is reach out and not only help the guys that are necessarily like, you know, anxious about things like that, but also women that have just been told their entire lives that, hey, everything you do for pleasure is absolutely the worst thing you could possibly do.
Right.
You're going to hell, you know? Mm-hmm. Not the case. It doesn't have to be, you know? Yeah. You can have fun and still be a good person, believe it or not.
Absolutely.
I think. I could be wrong. I am a little biased. So.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, everybody has their own little degree of stigma and degrees of shame. And in a 360, you know, panoramic view, everybody's carrying around a little bit of baggage. But I love that you're helping to people to unpack a little bit of it. Because it's unnecessary. It's too heavy. It's too,
for sure.
It's too much of a burden.
It caused so much stress for you for a while, just because you were so conflicted with it. It's like, okay, you want to enjoy it, but like,
everybody's
also like
me.
Everybody's looking at you. You feel like everybody's going to judge you for everything, you know?
Right.
And now it's totally opposite. We got people following her Instagram account that I went to like elementary school with, and they're like liking videos of like how many dudes she's filmed with. I'm like, oh God.
You're like, oops.
Well, here we are. There's no coming back from this now.
So. Right. Like, you know, old neighbors are liking it and you're like, okay, like whatever.
Hey guys.
That's a like, proximity thing. Yeah.
You're like, whatever.
I mean, obviously they're like, in our last episode got what, 3,000 downloads.
Yeah.
Within the last five days, I think it was.
Like that, yeah.
Which for us is pretty awesome for a podcast.
Awesome.
So we're pretty excited about that number wise. It at least means that people are listening to us and relating to you.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, again, it's just this, you are that silent, I think, majority of like women that don't necessarily want to come out and seem like they enjoy sex necessarily,
right. but they do,
but you would like to,
right.
You just don't want to have to deal with what society has to say about it.
Right.
So, I will say, Craig, we're pretty excited because, you guys reached out to us and, offered us to try some new attachments they said they're sending to us. So we've had these last attachments. I think the last one I bought was like, this one may have been like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember how long it's been. It's been a while.
But so it'll be interesting to try something, you know, new.
There's Mount Gushmore there that you have on there is very popular.
Okay.
It's got just enough elevation, you know, to hit the spots, but without fully committing to a penetrative experience.
I like it. Mount Gushmore. I like that name. I don't think I knew they all had names. Just be like, oh yeah, the one. Well, that is true. I just don't think I ever knew their names. So that's pretty cool.
Well, no, that's not true. You were looking at them last week. We were laughing at them.
No. Okay. But like, I don't think I realized that. Like,
that one. Yeah.
This one's name. So.
Yeah. So.
That one was actually named by a fan in an AVN contest.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. I like that. That's awesome.
So. How long have you been with Motor Bunny? Are you from day one or
Jump Street? It's been 8 years and it's been a fantastic ride. I can't wait to celebrate our 10-year anniversary.
It's awesome.
I started out as just a brand consultant, and then I left my last agency behind to start my own consultancy, and then it was not long before we all agreed that I needed one client and they needed me. And
that's awesome, man. So cool. That is another kind of similarity, right? So you then have to tell people in your life that you are also essentially working somewhat in the sex industry too. Have you had people have any weird reactions to you working in this industry?
No, we all kind of expect that. We expect some pushback, but I haven't experienced that. Not everyone, you know, knows the details of my job. My
obviously,
my father-in-law, you know, if he stumbles across this podcast, he'll find out. You know, he still won't understand what any of this means. But
exactly.
But you know, for the most part, you tell people and they go, "Oh, that's cool. That's really interesting," and they have lots of questions. And they don't say, yeah. Like, "Oh,
and that's what we love
anymore."
Right.
We love the people that want to approach it with questions with us.
Right.
As opposed to being like, "Oh, what are you going to do to me? Are you going to come after me?
Like, I don't want this anymore." Like,
we're like, "No, we have no interest in you." You
know, like,
nobody's been negative, you know, about it. And everybody's very supportive. And, you know, a lot of people want product.
Well, of course. That's awesome, though. Like, yeah, like we were worried about the backlash when we came out and like we told our family what it is that we did. And nobody was negative. So
we had a few friends that stopped talking to us. Ones that I didn't expect to.
Right.
But it's like
whatever.
All right, I'm just going to go ahead and chop that up for jealousy or something. Yeah. Like,
but it is what it is.
Yeah. I think society in general is opening up a hell of a lot more. And we love that we can just, you know, kind of try different stuff and show people. We'd always said, like 10 years ago when we first got into the lifestyle, we were like, at some point we're going to be the older people in this crowd. We're going to have you know, most people don't really get into this until their late 30s,
mid 40s.
We were, you know, mid 20s. So we're like, okay, we're going to be the old wise, you know, but no, we're not that. We're the awkward, the awkward guide, but it's fine.
It works.
Yeah. We're experienced, but, nowhere near any more professional or, you know, better at what it is that we do.
We've just been doing it a lot longer.
I'm 8 years older, but,
not exactly
a pro yet.
Nope. I still feel like I'm like, oh, we've been in like the lifestyle for 10 years. And I'm like, I still don't feel like I know what I'm doing. I still don't feel like I should be the one that's giving the advice, but people come to us and we're like, all right, well.
Yeah, and to be fair, when we listen back to our advice, we're like, well, damn, that was pretty good advice.
Right. You're like, okay, that
but
did sound
the imposter
good.
Syndrome is real, I think, no matter what job you have.
Right.
So what does Motor Bunny have coming up that we have to look forward to? I will say that I love technology in general. My entire house is smart. I've got smart, you know, light bulbs all over the place. Everything is connected. So I love the connected toys and just sex technology in general. So is there anything you guys have coming up that we can look forward to? I will say you commented on that one yesterday, the stimulation one.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
The electric stim one.
Yes.
E-stim.
Yeah. That looked wild as hell. Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
You guys have other things like that coming up you can tell us about or
we
anything
do.
To look
some
forward to?
Some of it I can tell you about and some I can't. On the tech side, in January at CES, and this is our first public acknowledgement of this, we're rolling out a new brand called Fluffer. What Motor Bunny Link is for Motor Bunny, Fluffer becomes now. It's the Intel inside. Fluffer controls wireless toys, Motor Bunny, along with basically any other Bluetooth toy that's out there. You mentioned Fappy Bunny. Fluffer comes with 6 games fully integrated inside the app. It comes with the same one-click long-distance remote control.
That's cool.
And it's going to have social features like group chat, video streaming.
That's badass, dude.
That's pretty awesome.
You'll be able to connect on a deeper level with a partner who may not be in the same room as you.
That's pretty cool.
Along with that is a line of smaller connected toys that are better for the pocket, purse, or drawer. Not everything needs to be $900 and 30 pounds. So we're expanding on that front in a pretty big way. In addition to, you know, new attachments, we've got 6 new products that are rolling out between here and Christmas. And we're just keeping the pedal to the metal. We want to expand our ecosystem to include as many experiences as possible.
That's awesome.
And there's a new style of machine coming out as well.
Ooh.
But I can't say anything about that.
All right, we'll leave it at that then.
Now you guys have gotten into the male side of things too. I've not looked into that personally, but I will say that I started one of the issues I have in the male side of the toy thing. First off, maybe I'm just not made for it. First off, maybe it's just not my thing. I have not found a single one that has been anywhere near interesting to me. And the last one that I tried by Brazzers almost took my dick off.
Yeah,
like I thought it was going to get stuck. It would not come out, man. Oh
wild.
My God.
You tie on strokers.
Yeah, man. It was like this like electronic one that just like it. Oh, it was terrible.
Like suctioned and you were like, it's gone.
So I've seen that you guys have attachments and stuff that go for that. Is that something you're expanding on as well? Or are you guys sticking with the female side of things or?
We want Motor Bunny to be for everyone. You know, if you're a penis haver or not, it doesn't matter. We want there to be an enjoyable experience for you. So there's a, you know, jiggle butt is an experience much like a stroker. Okay. It's penetrative. You know, we got great reviews on that. There's also the Keister Bunny P-spot attachment for him for, you know, prostate stimulation.
We actually have that, but we didn't know what that was.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It was one of the, I think it was like a deal that you guys had at one point. I don't know. I don't remember, but it was like, I bought attachments and that one ended up in it and I didn't know what it was. I'm not trying it. I'm scared to. So, maybe somebody else will go for that, but we do have it.
Okay.
That's fine. It's there. It's there in case you want to see if there's a different kind of orgasm that you can have.
There you go.
If I get brave enough, maybe one day. I'm not yucking anybody's yum or saying no to anything because Lord knows I'd never expected to be here. So.
Right.
We believe in you, Jason.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
That's awesome.
That we actually we got to go and talk to Motor Bunny at a booth in DC. The Dulles Expo Center during the XX Expo at one point.
It was a couple years back.
Yeah, that was like right when we first started getting into the scene of things and feeling like comfortable enough to like go out into public like market ourselves.
Right.
But that was cool. You guys were just we were like the first ones there, so I don't think you guys had like a full setup yet. But we stopped by and just like looked at your attachments, said hi to you guys and stuff. But that was pretty cool. Did I get some what?
Oh, bunny ears.
No,
we did not.
That's our jam at Exotica's. Those are fun little shows. I encourage everybody.
That's the only one we'd ever been to.
Check them out.
We're going to have to start going to. We know that once our kids are old enough to be, watched by grandparents without them being annoyed forever.
Or, you know, left alone.
We'll be able to start doing, you know, industry things again.
Right. It's been tough.
Yeah. But parenting is unfortunately a real aspect of our lives as well. So.
Yep.
I understand.
Did I say unfortunately? I did not mean unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
I did not mean unfortunately. I love them to death.
We all know what you're talking about. How old are your kids?
8 and 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They can find snacks.
Yeah,
we're getting there. We're getting there. The light is at the end of the tunnel. You know, we're just like, all right, we're just going to get a few more years and then we can be able to like go out and like we're not far from Miami. Yeah. And Miami always has those expos and stuff going on.
We're not far from Orlando either, if there's ever something out there, but
yeah, we're hoping maybe the podcast will be able to get nominated for something, some sort of reward would be cool too. And then we'd be forced to travel, you know, be like, hey mom, sorry, you know, the porn awards are trying to give me I gotta go.
Yeah, that's work. It's a work thing.
Right. It's a work thing. I don't want to go.
It's a good
but...
excuse, you know? Like, yeah, you know me. I hate award shows, but, you know, who am I?
Can't turn it down.
I got to go make that money.
Right.
Well, it looks like your Motor Bunny is well loved.
It sure is.
I think we should send you a new saddle or get that cosmetic work fixed up.
Well, if you're willing to send it, we'll take it. It doesn't do anything, you know. Yeah. It doesn't affect the functionality, just the look for
just
us.
Just the look for us, yeah.
But
that might be a pro, not a con.
Exactly. Yeah. It shows that it is.
It is loved. It is used.
But we'll make sure, Craig, that we're going to put your links and stuff both in the podcast bio, and we'll put them on our virginitysnatchers.com website as well. along with this interview will be up there for at least a week until the next one comes up. And we'll start putting things out as well on Instagram. Anything else you want to add before we go?
No, thank you for having me. You know, we're excited to see people who have been with the brand for, you know, pretty much since the beginning. And thank you for that. Without you, we wouldn't be here today. And happy hump day.
happy hump day, man. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Hopefully you guys got something interesting out of our conversation with Craig.
It was good talking to him and, you know, finding out more about like the brand and how he kind of got into it too, as far as
really anybody that's in this industry kind of has that similar awkward,
right?
You know, I don't think his was as awkward because he was more marketing first, but once you get in, it's tough still to be like, hey, yeah, I'm connected with a sex company. You
know? Right.
But regardless, Motor Bunny is, they're making big moves.
They sure are.
And we've literally had one for 6 years. Like that's, we jumped in way early on it, I think.
Let's say
they've been 8 years.
Eight years, right? Yeah. So not too far into it.
Yeah. It's so risk. I totally recommend it. You're going to look at it. You might get price tag shock, but y'all, it's
not something that you'll have to like, you might have to replace the like attachments every once in a while, but like the actual machine itself, we've had, like I said, we've had it for 6 years and I mean, it may look a little worse for the wear, but like, I mean, it's been used. It's been loved.
It is. It works flawlessly still. So make sure y'all check out virginitysnatchers.com. Yeah. Make sure you check out the OnlyFans, the Fansly. Make sure you set the podcast to download. And if it was helpful at all, leave a review for us.
We could certainly
use some reviews.
Yeah.
Also looking for more people to follow us on YouTube. If you're watching this on YouTube, thank you. If you are listening to it and you didn't know that we've... Redo. If you were listening to this and you didn't know that we also film it in our underwear and put it on YouTube, you should go look up Awkward Pillow Talk on YouTube.
Because this is pretty cool. We are literally sitting in our bed doing this in our underwear. So,
yeah.
We do every episode like this, if not in some lingerie or just...
At one point, I said I was going to stop filming it and start doing audio. And this is my life.
So. Yep.
Thank you all for the support and for the listening to us. It is absolutely incredible to be on this journey with you. And we are very, very thankful.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
We will catch you guys next time.
Bye.